Durham Task Force Labour to suspend pay cuts. Alan Docherty, Teesside Socialist Party. Durham teaching assistants, TARS, have won a significant battle in their campaign to prevent Labour-controlled Durham Council from cutting their pay by up to 23%. The immediate threat to dismissal TARS, members of Unison, and Teaching Union ATL, and re-employ them on worse conditions from 1 January 2017 has been suspended. 4 days of strike action have forced the council back to the negotiating table. Unison called off the next round of planned strikes, due to commence on 1 December. Jubilant. The council will now re-enter negotiations with the recognized trade unions to try to find a settlement by a new deadline of 1 September 2017. Staff are jubilant about their victory, but very cautious too, that the threat of pay cuts has not been lifted. The council has laid down its conditions, that it is undertaking a review of teaching assistants' role, function, job description, and activities within the breadth of school activities to establish whether current job descriptions adequately describe the role being undertaken by TARS in schools. This review will not reopen the single status agreement currently in place. Such a review is likely to lead to winners and losers. Possibly some new higher graded posts will be introduced, and staff will be divided as they compete for these promotions. Wrong. There is something seriously wrong with Durham Council's pay and grading structure for TARS. They earn thousands of pounds less than those in neighbouring authorities, even before the current attack on their pay. One of the reasons TARS remained employed on full-time contracts was to compensate them for such a low grade delivered through job evaluation for single status. There must be recognition that job evaluation, single status, must be reopened. Both the unions and management must admit that they got it wrong. All the TARS should be regraded up to a level commensurate with other authorities and no one should lose any pay. Durham TARS have to stay vigilant and engage in the running of their union to ensure no sellout.